listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your latest local news. Police are now investigating after a man suffered a gunshot wound to his shoulder in Mackay this morning. Our reporter Courtney Thomas has this story.
Emergency crews were called to Park Street around 4:30 a.m. with reports of an assault. Authorities say the alleged offenders fled the scene before they arrived. The man was taken to Mackay Base Hospital in a serious condition. Police are now calling for witnesses or those with relevant CCTV footage to come forward.
A new steel-making coal mine is opening today near Moranbah. 10 years in the making, the Olive Downs facility will have a 79-year mine life, employing more than 1,000 people, with a yield of up to 15 million tonnes of product coal per year. Queensland's peak social service group has slammed the scrapping of the Youth Justice Select Committee, labelling it shameful. The group, tasked with navigating ongoing reform to our youth justice system and support for victims of crime, was disbanded after a motion was moved in state parliament this week. QCOS CEO Amy McVee says whilst it's disappointing, she's not surprised.
Really disappointing and disrespectful in many ways that we would have a process that the community has engaged with in good faith, that so many people have given up their time, their resources, because they had faith that this process would lead to some solid outcomes.
And why it may feel like the volume of crime is rising, Dr. Justin Reedy from the School of Criminology at Griffith Uni believes our perception is heavily influenced by social media coverage.
These cycles of crime are pretty typical. So, for instance, if you look at the long-term trends, crime is down about 8 to 10% from 10 years ago, if you compare that to the 2012-2013 reporting period.
Updating local sport and in league, the big showdown between our Mackay Cutters and Seagulls will play out tomorrow for round 6 of the Host Plus Cup.